A note from author Alexandra Bracken. When you meet another Star Wars fan, the same question always comes up. When was the first time you watched the movies? I know exactly when it was for me. Father's Day, 1992. Dad got to decide which movie we'd watch together as a family and, for some reason, decided to pull out an old VHS of A New Hope. I was 5. I could not figure out what was happening and why everyone was running around, but I still remember with perfect clarity the first time I saw Darth Vader stride on board the Tantive IV, his cloak sweeping out behind him, music booming from our television speakers like thunder. I was terrified, but I was also in awe. The fights, the characters, the spaceships, it was like riding a roller coaster without ever leaving the couch. And once I had a seat on that ride, I never got off. See, my dad decided a year later that he wanted to start collecting the old toys, posters, and memorabilia from the 70s and 80s, from right when the films were released in theaters. Every weekend, the family would pile into our minivan and go to antique shows looking for old figurines, posters, even ceramic mugs of the characters' heads. We went to every major Star Wars convention. At one point, Dad was on a first-name basis with half the employees at our local Toys R Us. It was our family project, something we did together. It was us. I was so wrapped up in that universe that from age 10 to 12, all I was interested in reading was Star Wars novels. Nothing else seemed to hold my attention. So you can imagine how excited I was, understatement of the millennium, to be asked to write an adaptation of A New Hope for young readers, to retell the classic story from a new angle. The Empire Strikes Back is full of dark stakes and juicy family drama, and Return of the Jedi brings everything full circle. But A New Hope is more than the film that launched me into a galaxy far, far away. It's also the one that made me interested in storytelling in the first place. It was my first step into a much larger world. Star Wars so perfectly captures the classic hero's journey. The moment I figured that out, it electrified the story and characters for me in a whole new way, and I had something to study and observe. As a budding teen writer, someone who mostly dabbled in cringe-worthy poetry, this was huge. In fact, I didn't figure out how to write fiction, and that I even wanted to write my own original stories, until I tried my hand at writing Star Wars fan fiction, all of which is still online over a decade later, as I have tragically forgotten my password and can't log on to the site to delete it. As a writer, what comes first and foremost for me is always the characters. This, too, is because of Star Wars and the emotional impact it had on a very impressionable 5-year-old me. In A New Hope, we're given a cast of characters who, at first glance, seem to be simple archetypes. The young hero, the rogue, the princess in need of saving, the sidekicks, the wise man. But the older I got, the more complex the characters' motivations became to me. The more I understood how closely Star Wars is tied to the idea of family. Not just the Skywalkers, but the family Luke, Leia, Han, and the others found in one another, coming from incredibly different backgrounds to work together toward a common goal. Hope. In the end, they needed one another, and this struggle, to see exactly what they were made of. By zooming in on Leia's, Han's, and finally Luke's perspective, I got to play with the idea of labels. Princess, scoundrel, farm boy. And show that these three were so much more than what others, and even they themselves, believed they could be. I'm still stuck on the idea of family and the importance it plays, not only in the scope of the story, but in our community of fans around the world. This story binds us together, and it continues to be passed down from one generation to the next, kind of like a cultural heirloom. And in so many ways, Star Wars is the story of my family, too. That's never changed, even since my dad lost his battle to cancer a few years ago. We are all connected to this universe, and watching the films, or even just thinking about that first time our family watched A New Hope together, is enough for us to feel close to my dad. And if that's not the true power of the Force, then I don't know what is. One final note. For this adaptation, I pulled directly from three sources: my imagination, George Lucas's film script, and Brian Daley's masterful 1981 radio drama script. My thanks to Lucasfilm for their permission to weave all of this material together, and for the opportunity to bring my own vision of the classic story to life.
This is Mark Thompson. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars, A New Hope, The Princess, The Scoundrel, and The Farm Boy, an original retelling of Star Wars, A New Hope, by Alexandra Bracken. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Aaron Blank. Star Wars, A New Hope, The Princess, The Scoundrel, and The Farm Boy is a production of Lucasfilm Limited and registered or trademarked where indicated. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production, copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Penguin Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.